Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida tied a record for daily recorded COVID-19 deaths today with 277. The state also reported more than 13,700 new positive coronavirus cases. The Florida Department of Health in Pinellas County announced today that it has gotten a new shipment of 8,000 coronavirus vaccines. Registration for new appointments begins tomorrow morning at 10. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will send the article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday. The U.S. Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision turned 48 today. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports reproductive rights advocates are still fighting to protect women's right to choose.
As they've done for more than two decades, members of the Pinellas County National Organization of Women and more recently Progress Florida gathered in downtown St. Petersburg to celebrate the ruling.
I'm Amy Weintraub and I'm the Reproductive Rights Program Director with Progress Florida. Today is the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. You know, it was the Supreme Court decision from 1973, which basically guaranteed women, people, the right to abortion care.
The group of mostly women stood on each corner of the intersection at Central Avenue and 3rd Street for an hour Friday afternoon. Some, like 71-year-old Marilyn Halfling, have been fighting for reproductive rights since the 70s. Though there were no protesters at the sign-waving event this year, she said it's been contentious in years past.
The worst are the guys, actually these, quote, evangelical Christian guys who are accusing everybody of being killers and think because we believe in choice, we're counseling people to have abortions, and that's not true. We want them to make an informed choice.
Despite having been decided almost 50 years ago, access to abortion is still an issue for many women across the country. Many state legislatures have attempted to undermine the decision by passing laws to restrict abortion access. Some laws have become so restrictive that certain states have only one location where women can get an abortion, if any at all. On Friday, Republicans in Kansas pushed a proposed anti-abortion amendment to the state constitution through the Kansas House. And with anti-abortion groups still pushing to overturn Roe v. Wade, Weintraub said it's more important than ever to fight for the right to choose.
With the newly conservative Supreme Court, we just don't know what they're going to do with the cases that they have pending. We need bodily autonomy. We need to decide when we're going to become parents. We need to decide if we want to continue a pregnancy. It's a basic foundation of gender equality.
Almost 15 years ago, 30-year-old Natasha Milburn had to make that decision.
I had an abortion at 16, and honestly, if I would have not, my life would not have been where I'm at now. After that, I joined the military, and then I'm working for the university for sexual health education.
Now she's working with USF to create a comprehensive sexual education program for young women in the foster care system. She said she hopes to empower them with education and knowledge to make choices in a way she wasn't able to. Milburn said a Catholic upbringing and limited sexual education in school built a stigma around sex. But as she matured, she became curious and became sexually active as a teenager.
I just did it without really knowing anything about it. I ended up getting pregnant, and it was scary. I was 16, and I didn't know what to do.
Her older sister had become a teenage mother. Milburn saw how it changed her life and knew she couldn't go down the same road. A Michigan resident at the time, she wasn't able to get an abortion there. After talking it over with her boyfriend, they drove to Chicago to have the procedure done. She said the choice was right for her, but might not be for some. The importance of having the ability to choose and the tools to do so wisely, however, is why she stood on that corner this year, like she did last year and will for years to come. For Milburn, supporting safe and legal access to abortion isn't about advocating for abortions to occur, but for women to make the best choice for themselves, whatever it ends up being.
The government shouldn't interfere with things like this. It's our lives. It's our whole lives. It's a life-changing event, one of the biggest ones. And yeah, choice matters, absolutely, completely.
Weintraub added reproductive rights is about choosing to have a healthy human experience.
And that includes parenting. That includes continuing a pregnancy to parent. That includes discontinuing a pregnancy. It means having the freedom to make reproductive choices.
Weintraub said as long as those freedoms are under threat, she will be out every year, and probably even when they're safe.
Even when it's not in danger, we'll celebrate access to care then.
For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV in St. Petersburg.
Here's the weather tonight. Partly cloudy, overnight lows near 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s. It'll be warmer on Sunday. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app. Have a great weekend.